because there's two more legs to that. The next is to have a proper day one and day two and have certainty in the product that you're providing and be able to get people to stay that come in, because you put your money into the advertising, you put your money into the staff, and now you put your money into yourself. And now you get people to commit on that day one, day two, if you're doing it the right way. And now on the back end of that, leg number four is the referral and retention strategies. And I think that if anybody starts to understand the pain points of chiropractic, these are all the major players that need to be addressed in order for somebody to say, I can grow $1 million office.
It's amazing to have you on this Practice Growth and Marketing Summit. We are very, very blessed to have, I'm sure you've seen him. He's no stranger to social media. And I'll tell you this, he's making a big impact in chiropractic all around the world. And we're very blessed to have him. You know, on this summit, we want to introduce to you to people who are making big shifts in the profession, and specifically have experience with marketing and building practice and building other businesses through marketing strategies. It doesn't matter what it is. And there's no better man to give us some value here today. So I'll welcome Dr. Chim Chester. It's amazing to have you on the call.
Hey, you know, it's an honor to be able to be on here. And you would honestly, if you got into my inbox and you saw how many emails I get that say Dr. Jim or Dr. Chester, it's no big deal.
Well, first of all, tell us a little bit about what you're doing at the moment and your background in chiropractic, and how did you get involved in doing what you're doing? Because every time I see a new post from you, there's some crazy statistic about the amount of new patients that you are generating. So tell us about that.
Well, I think a lot of the background is I just like to be transparent about what we do.
Yes.
And I like to have people maybe catch the fever for selling chiropractic better. Yes. And I try to let them know that even somebody that's not a chiropractor can go out there and to make a major impact. And it's not a scary place to be when you know how to do it right, correct?
Nice. Well said, well said. I've always been introduced to this idea is, you know, selling's a funny topic in chiropractic, hey? And I think it's really nice to be able to talk about it, because I just see it as serving. And the person that serves the most is the most abundant, and we need to learn that skill too. So tell us a little bit about that. How did you get involved in really marketing and helping practices grow? And tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, I think one of the most interesting thing, Dr. Ryan, is most people that hear anything about me, they really don't know what exactly it is I do. We make documentary films. We're just about to release our next one.
Yes.
I worked in an office for almost 6 years as a tech, doing CVP setups. So that's something a lot of people don't know. So I got into the profession as a kind of a foot soldier, if you will, learning how to do this stuff. And I realized that honestly, like anything that I've touched, whether it's making films, scheduling people in, working in an office, all of it goes back to the more authentic you are with yourself, the better you produce.
Nice.
And I used to think that me going clean shaven and wearing the polo and going out there to the community and doing these screen events or the scheduling events, as I call them, I think a lot of times I thought I had to look a certain way. And really, with a beard and the way that I authentically feel the way that I'm received, I would say that's the best recipe for success. And whether it's working any level in the chiropractic profession. So be authentic to yourself.
Awesome. So you mentioned there the scheduling events that you have, that's kind of your background involved in that. I really enjoy this what we're going to talk about now, and I'm excited to see where it's going to go. Because there's a disease that happens in marketing, and the disease is whether it's, you've heard of shiny object syndrome or whatever it is, but often, you know, what I love about community scheduling events or screenings, as people relatively call them, is that for the history of mankind in the profession, they work. Like, they help build your practice. But sometimes we get bored, or we get shiny object syndrome, and like the idea, and we're both into online marketing, we enjoy that thing. But the idea of that your practice is going to be saved by Facebook, etc., is, you know, I'm always a big believer that the worst number in business is one. So whether it's the community events, they just work, you know. Online, that it works, but it's about having multiple. So tell me a little bit about that, because you've really mastered both of those things. You do those things really, really well. You've got your online stuff and you've got your offline stuff. I'm not sure if we broke up there, but we've got our online stuff and offline stuff. So maybe just give us a little bit of your background, where why you think those are both important, and if you do, etc.
Yeah, I think both are really, really fundamental to the growth of a practice and a business. I know that we wanted to talk some business strategies, and old school marketing is essential to building your community presence. New school marketing is essential to being in the scroll where people live. The new school marketing, being in the scroll where people live, is like being in the old newspaper or being in the old yellow pages.
Yes.
Or you know, of that you know, positioning. Being on ads, like current day ads, is I call new school marketing, but the platform's constantly evolving and changing. Old school marketing, if you follow the human funnel system that I'm branding, you have to have a lead generator, which creates a business. If you don't have a way to get leads, you don't have any way to grow a business.
Totally.
If you think that it's a referral-based marketing strategy, you should have that too. But here's the front end of this. You have to have a lead generator, which is either old school marketing, scheduling events, or new school marketing ads. Okay.
Nice.
Anything else is a variable within those two like majors. Okay. And then as people come in, you have to obviously know you're a businessman. You want to have your office staff well-oiled. So you want to know how to take somebody from a Facebook ad and process them is differently than how you take somebody from a chiropractic marketing external event, like a scheduling event, and how you process them, to different to how you take a referral from an internal referral, how you process them, to how you take somebody from a patient appreciation day at your office and how you process them.
Very nice.
So the most important thing, I think, really outside the lead generation of the human funnel system, is the training and the honest approach to growth that everybody wants to thrive at that office.
Okay.
And then, I just want to keep on
together
because there's two more legs to that.
Yes.
Next is to have a proper day one and day two and have certainty in the product that you're providing and be able to get people to stay that come in, because you put your money into the advertising, you put your money into the staff, and now you put your money into yourself. And now you get people to commit on that day one, day two, if you're doing it the right way. And now in the back end of that, leg number four is the referral and retention strategies. And I think that if anybody starts to understand the pain points of chiropractic, these are all the major players that need to be addressed in order for somebody to say, I can grow $1 million office.
So if you're taking notes now and you just went through those systems, like anyone listening to this right now, and you just wrote those down, you're going to hit, beautifully put, really, really well summarized. A couple of things I just wrote down that what you were talking about there. I love how you said, you know, referrals are important, but you said you should have those. And I think that's a very important word to add to the conversation is and. So it's like, yeah, referrals are amazing. You also said referral strategy. So that is also one of the misbeliefs that I'm kind of seeing is often is like that referrals is so passive. You just sit back and wait for them. But what I love, so maybe you can talk us through that a little bit now, is that there needs to be a strategy behind it. So talk us through that.
Well, I think honestly, Dr. Ryan, if everybody had a strategy on the front end, the lead generator,
yes,
every chiropractor would be successful.
Totally.
But they don't have the systems to put in place to make it fun, to make sense of it, and to actually say that this is for me. I think that we're getting a lot of chiropractors that come out of school that, number one, they might not be the best adjusters. So what do? They flock themselves to adjusting camps. They flock themselves to adjusting seminars. What else do I hear? The chiropractor comes out ill-prepared for business strategies and marketing. So what does that look like? Okay, so we come out of school and we don't have two of the primary things for success, adjusting skills and marketing and business strategy.
Yeah.
What do you think's gonna happen, okay? You're gonna get nicked up.
Yeah.
And honestly, the crew of people I prefer the most are the ones that have been nicked up for about 2 years.
Yeah.
And they realize that it's a tough go out there, and they have to go out there and take this serious, and they have to go out there and meet their community. And I always tell people, if you're at 150 PV, you should go into digital marketing and screening events. If you're under 150 PV a week, you should go out there and do all community events until you can afford the digital platform marketing. So I think that both are highly essential.
Yeah.
And I think that the more clear that people get that they live together, and then once you get both of those things dialed in, you get both fronts moving at fast pace. Now you have abundance. And now you're not poverty conscious. And now you're not thinking about how to stay as an associate. You're thinking about how to massively grow and hire more people. And you're paying down your student loan debt in record time. And those are the, in my opinion, if we could get more people to buy their own practices, get them to be at least $1 million offices, get out to their community and grow their practices organically and digitally. I mean, that's really why I do what I do. And I know that the work that we do behind the scenes is all pushing in that major direction.
Okay, very, very nice. I mean, the idea of those two things you said are lacking, you're so right, you know. I always joke, is that like, so I've got three things that I always say, the simple things where every great chiropractor has these things in abundance. It's energy, it's certainty, and it's empathy from that perspective. They've all got those things in abundance. But one of the things you spoke about is becoming out of college and not being able to adjust. And that's the lack of certainty and the philosophy and the whatever that is for you. But like that is, that's fundamental. So the, all the good marketing on the planet is if you don't have the thing, the product, the you, the adjusting, it's going to be, and it's so funny because we're not just talking, this is not just lip service. From a marketing business perspective, if your lifetime value, PVA, is low and you're not serving people because the thing you're doing isn't up to scratch, then that ties straight back into the marketing because the less you can afford to spend on your marketing, right? So it's chicken or egg first. But it's not, it's both. It's like you've got to understand the business and the marketing, which you summed up very nicely, and then the back end, which is like your thing, the product, the you.
Well, here's the next road, Dr. Ryan. The next road is most people go to a coach.
Yeah.
And then they flip-flop coaches here and there, and they're looking for that shiny object to jump out at them that actually gives them certainty. Now, here's my message to all coaches. If you took my systems with new patients in a box and digital marketing and just implemented that as your coaching platform and you implemented that to all of your mentees, everybody in every coaching program would do great. Because these are the fundamental things that all coaches are maybe not touching, is old school marketing, transition into new school marketing, and know when to make that transition. And if you want to add 100 new patients to your office, we can do that in a month.
I just love that you said that, by the way, because what I love about that is it doesn't matter, you know, the market, it's the wood for your fire, you know, at the end of the day. And sometimes you can use this as a bit of a crutch, you know, in our offices, 10,000 new patients last year. And I get it, but sometimes what will happen is sometimes you can cover up a lot of mistakes with being good at the top end and be good at that. But that's not to say that you're ignoring the other stuff, which you've clearly addressed. But for any business, if you can do the marketing, you can be good at the marketing of the thing and not just the thing, you put yourself in a much better position. And we have docs all over the world struggling, right? So I think it's fundamental. But it's just not pushed that the marketing is important. It's a weird thing that any business, it's important. So tell us about what got you excited about marketing. Like, how did you... So marketing is important to grow the business, but what was the thing that really got you to, but you're clearly a student of it. You're in the game. You're helping docs grow the practices. But what got you more into marketing to really be a student of it?
Honestly, I got into marketing just out of necessity.
Yeah.
I was working in an office and I was in charge of setting up events. At the time, we were doing massage style events at businesses and schools. And on the weekends, we were doing any community event we could get our hands on.
Nice.
And whether it was a farmer's market, a dog show, a car show, a street fest, you know, anything possibly under the sun, a sidewalk chalk art event. Like if it's somewhere where there's going to be humans that are in need of chiropractic care, we would go there.
Nice.
And as I got through doing that, you know, I was honestly working towards the last 18 months of my chiropractic office time. I was working about 28 days out of every month, whether doing office work in the office, doing traction setups, or going out to the community and scheduling people in. And I really got to the point where I felt like the strain of needing to earn more. And one of my best friends is a professional musician. And he's like, dude, you have like a network of people that know I can trust you. He's like, why don't you just go independent and find yourself multiple offices that you can go do this new patient gathering for them if you tell me that that's you're the best at that. And I was like, man, it's not that easy. And anyways, what I did is I called up two of my buddies in the Denver area and I said, hey, do you guys have any events that I can go do for you? I'm going to step away from working in the office and I think I'm going to go into just setting appointments for chiropractors. Anyways, I quit my job on December, I think, 23rd of 2015. And by January 12th, I took on my first two clients of 2016. And by July 4th, I had 30 offices that I was out getting new patients for.
Nice.
And it came out of necessity, man. And I paid my rent February 1st of 2016 with $3 left to my name. And I've never looked back.
I tell you this. It's on your cap. And it even says, that's the great story. And that's all about a hustle and getting out there. And I always say, you know, that a lot of people won't make big steps in their life, because often a lot of change comes from pain in some way, shape or form. And often like change doesn't really happen until the pain of where you're at is great enough at times. So that's just a really cool story. And you've gone on to really help, not only help more people get served by chiropractic, but continue to help the profession do that on a larger scale. So I'm going to ask you quite a specific question. So now someone's listening to this, maybe they've just opened a practice, and obviously I think I know what you're going to say, but what are two or three things, simple basic things that they can be doing right now in their practice, they can implement within the next 24 hours that'll help generate new patients for their practice?
I think one of the things I find that straight off, you need to go around and meet people in your community.
Yeah.
So, you know, going around with a stack of business cards as long as your arm until you wear your shoes out is one of the things I tell people to do. Nice. Just go around and meet everybody. Let them know that you're around.
Yeah.
I would recommend, you know, business networking events, those things. A lot of offices just go into those things straight off and somehow they end up building their business just off of like being in the Chamber of Commerce or Young Professionals group. Those are kind of like social things. But I would also recommend people to right away go out and do community screening events. Go right to the public. So don't only build professionally within the networking, but build organically through the marketing and strategy.
Okay, so if you listen to this, you may not know this, but we are at close to $7 million a year. We built our business on what Jim is saying now. No, honestly, like, you know, people like, it's old school, right? It doesn't even sound that sexy. And like, you know, God screaming and whatever, but it works. And maybe you can give me some feedback on this. One of the greatest things I learned at a mastermind that I was at once, when someone said to me this, Ryan, and I said, this disease that happens in marketing, we start something, maybe we stop doing it because we get a bit bored, et cetera. But he said this to me, if it's important, it needs to be done whether you do it or not. And clearly in your office, it was you were going out there and the DC wasn't going out there. So maybe give us some tips on best ways to get team members within your practice to go out there and do community events for you. Maybe the doc's not even there. So give us some tips on that.
Well, I don't want to go right into selling, but I have created a whole course about new patients in a box that teach people hook, line, and sinker how to train someone. It teaches people how to manage their time. It teaches people about preparation. It teaches people about rapport. I mean, there's so many things that are very minor to make the major. So it's many small pieces in this whole equation. It's like pieces to a puzzle. If you start making a puzzle without all the pieces, then you look at it, it's incomplete. So I think a lot of the times that people go out there ill-prepared.
Yes.
And I think that they're misconstrued of what they have to do. Yes. I loathe using technology. Like, you couldn't get me to use technology. I use gamification when I interact with the community. I create involvement with people. I'm very active. You know, I think when you understand like how to attract people, it makes the whole process fun. And I think a lot of people just don't realize that.
Give us one attraction tip on the day.
Okay, perfect. I like to communicate with everybody at their level. Okay. So I wave to people. I smile at everybody. Yeah. I say, come over, who's looking for a good chiropractor? So I use my body as a motion symbol. With kids, I get down to one knee and I wave to them. So I meet people at their level. I think, you know, I got some training through Disney and I always think of safety first. Yes. So I think of making the space like safe for everybody is very important. And I gamify it with a spinning wheel and I put like different prizes on there, like two visits for $20. I put a buy one, get one on there. And then I put a family for 40. So everything that I put on that wheel to gamify it is all to sell people into chiropractic. So I call it the sell wheel. Everything on there is to sell. Kids can spin it. Their family can win. And it actually boosts my ability to schedule more people. People come over just for the gamification of the booth setup. I don't use any technology. And I think when you communicate with people, I mean, I can honestly build rapport with somebody, tell them what's going on, tell them how we can help them and get them scheduled in within 3 minutes and get them to schedule a paid appointment and show up. I mean, to me, that is like the whole like win of like the fear of doing.
So, no, that's amazing. Listen, I always think about these summit interviews, podcasts, or whatever it is, and I think, you know, can someone listen to this and take one thing away and it significantly changes their futures or significantly changes the way they're able to serve someone? And just that gamification idea, like if you listen to this now, like you and I both know, so by the way, when you talk, I get so excited because I also loathe the technology. I'm at the live events, at my scheduling events. So we don't do any of the scans at the events. We just have people there who are engaging and energy. For me, that just works. I'm not saying it doesn't work either way for other people. And we share the same view on that. I just think that works better. And just connecting and talking to people about chiropractic. We don't have chiropractic. We don't always have chiropractors at those events ourselves. So it's just really nice to hear your background. But I learned a ton there from the gamification. That's a freaking awesome idea. So if you think about now and you just took that one thing, you and I both know that the events are going to be more successful.
And just the whole communication of it. You know, I think having technology creates a crutch to the adjustment. I think that it's not really getting people into chiropractic booth. It's getting people into a gimmick. And not to discredit what people are doing out there and what they think is necessary for them to grow their business. Yes. But I know that we've created a fast-paced offense that we're full court press the whole time. And I think that anytime you use technology, it slows up the free line. Yes. And it stops you from getting opportunities. If I learned anything about creating content online and offline, it's about being a content monster. Nice. And it's about moving the free line as fast as possible. Nice. And I think when people think about creating more content, I mean, I want to lap everybody. I want everybody to know what my jersey number from my back is because I'm in front of them. So whatever we're getting into, whether it's new patients, whether it's helping people with any type of systems, I want to make sure that we're giving people the absolute best. You know? So I think that's what you get with energy, with the full court press that I like to call it. When you put high output out, you get high input returned. And I think that's the real thing about doing an event, is coming to it with your authenticity that we first started out with, but coming from it from a place of certainty.
Okay, so you've spoken about, and we'll probably close with this, is you've spoken a lot about authenticity here, certainty and all those type of things. And we all have our own, and I know you can relate with me with this, is like when it comes to authenticity and certainty and all that, it's a journey and you find yourself along that journey, you know, and sometimes we have to go off path to find like, that's not the way we want to do it, right? So what advice do you have to someone listening to this now to go like, this is what the advice I have to you when it comes to authenticity in, say, maybe a sales environment. And what advice do you have someone just to help them a little bit with that?
You know, I think anytime you sell chiropractic, you have to know how to divert people because everybody's going to want to challenge you on some level, or they'll want to tell you like their whole story of how they ended up the way they are.
Got it.
And I always tell people, you know, there's a couple things when I'm doing a health survey with somebody is I find out what's going on. I ask them how long it's been going on. I ask them if they're doing anything for it. And then I ask them if they've ever considered chiropractic. And I think that that's one of the strategies I would share with anybody is just when you're building authenticity, find out what your deliverable is. Be 100% certain that on the first visit, they're going to get a full exam, consultation, health history. On the second visit, make sure you let them know they're going to come back for a full review of findings, that you're going to tell them what you found, how much concern there is, and how you can help them. Then we're going to have a quick financial discussion. We'll tell you what insurance picks up and what they don't. And then I call these first two visits the great relationship builder. You're going to come in, you're going to be able to talk to a doctor about any health concerns you have. And at that point, if you build a relationship with us, you'll stick with us. If you come in for these first two visits and it's not for you, you're going to realize that there's no strings attached for further care, but you will learn more about your health. Mm-hmm. So as a pitch man, you have to be certain on what the offer is on the front end, and you have to own the middle ground. You have to own the middle ground against their disbelief or whatever belief system they have with your certainty and authenticity of what your deliverable will be, with a certainty that when they show up, that they're going to get the services rendered to them to where we can earn their business. And at the outset, when I schedule them, I say, hey, what I'd like you to do is treat the certificate like cash because that's what you paid for it. And the last thing I'll ask you is to please show up so we can help you. And I put a smiley face on this one, Ryan, because I like you.
Nice. Listen, it's very clear. Someone's listening to this. I hope that someone's listening to this and they can pick up how purposeful your words are in the process. It's well thought out, well structured, and pre-framing even the sticking points really want you to show up. That's very important. Someone might be listening to that and they think that's a throwaway comment. We really want you to show up because we know, but that is so important, right? Because then what happens sometimes at community events, and I don't know if you can relate to this, is that sometimes at community events, some docs will say show up rate was decreased, but you're thinking about that prior to the problem happening, you know?
So here's the real kicker. So as I'm scheduling them for their first two visits for $20, I say, hey, Angela, you know we'll bring your whole family in for $40? I close so many families, it's ridiculous.
It's that right there. So the statistic is that at a point of sale, if another option is offered and up to like, you know, where they talk about $1 billion, it's a bad example because they're not healthcare, but at $1 billion industry was created with the following statement. Would you like fries with that? And that's essentially what's happening there is you're just offering them at that point and it's a great deal and it's an opportunity to come in. So just an upsell offer, but please write that down. So everybody write that down. Because what would you say your percentage is of when you offer that of people that actually take you up on it?
You know, I have actually just started doing it.
Cool.
And the thing is Dr. Ryan, is I've done over 600 of these events and scheduled in over thousands of people, but I realized over time I still get better.
Yeah, of course.
And now I started new patients in a box coursework and I'm getting people into that group and I'm even becoming better as a teacher and a facilitator. So the things that I innately knew because I did the process so many times by myself, now I'm starting to leverage this information to other people and creating a whole legion of people that will go out there and sell chiropractic.
Very cool, very cool. So our statistic, ours is about 1 in 4 say yes. And I know that could be made better, but statistically an upsell, they say 1 in 3 say yes at that point, but ours is about 1 in 4. Jim, that was awesome, dude.
Honestly,
that was so cool. I really enjoyed talking to you. We built our business on a lot of the things that you're talking about now, and they don't always sound sexy to the docs out there, etc. But I just come from the same place as you, and like I really believe that the secret to success is show up, and you're helping people do that, showing up to live events, showing up to community events. Your local community deserve it because we also want to serve, and we've got to get out there. And we're not going to change the world if we're not out there digitally. And we mustn't forget that we're bricks and mortar, local community, is to get out there. So I just had a great time talking about it. I hope you were taking notes if you're listening to this now on the summit, because there literally were gold nuggets throughout of that that you can use tomorrow morning. Thank you so much. It was amazing chatting to you. There's no way, if you listen to the interview and don't grow your practice, impossible. So thank you so much. You're an awesome man. And thank you for what you're doing for chiropractic. Listen, and for tuning in, thank you so much for being part of this Practice Growth and Summit, Practice Growth and Marketing Summit. We have amazing docs. We've got amazing non-docs doing the work, helping us grow like Jim Chester. So thank you so much. And we'll see you soon on our next interview.
Hey docs, thanks for watching the video. I hope it was helpful. If you haven't yet got my book, it's completely free, New Patient Avalanche. It's exactly how I grew my 8 practices, saw 10,000 new patients every single year from the strategies in this book. Everything's in here. It's completely free. All you do is pay for the shipping and the postage. Click on the link. I promise it'll help your practice grow. See you at the next video.